104.5 The Zone, 6:34 the time. This is the Wake Up Zone powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Looking for a way to put a little play in your day? Play Lotto America, the $1 game with jackpots rich enough to make you rich enough. With drawings every Wednesday and Saturday, stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today. I ain't going all
I was getting loose. Man. I bet you guys never seen somebody do that over here.
Oh, yeah.
I was dancing in my chair.
Yeah.
Smooth. That's impressive.
Yeah, that was funny.
Don't hurt anything.
I know, but I was stretching first and doing my exercise in between there. And my squat jumps.
The Preds jump over to Dallas for Game 3. They'll play against the Stars tonight. Series tied 1-1 after the dramatic overtime win over at Bridgestone on Saturday. Alex Darty joins us from A to Z Sports, of course, covers the Predators. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, Craig Smith always seems like he's somebody who can never do enough to please, but this had to be pretty sweet for that guy. And, you know, he was unhappy. He was pretty candid about how he felt about the power play. But the game-winning goal, that was great stuff on Saturday night. How did you see it?
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was pretty interesting after the game. He said, you know, he's been on the bench for a lot of these playoff overtime winners. It was the first time he's ever gotten to get out there. So he really seemed quite relieved. He actually seemed a little relaxed after the game. I think he seemed kind of just, I think the whole team seemed like, you know, they got the home split heading to Dallas. They can play a little bit more loose, I guess. And, you know, they went 2-0 in Dallas this year. And so you feel pretty good about the chances of coming out with a win. And if they just get one win in Dallas this coming up, these two games here in Dallas coming up, they get home ice advantage back. So, but Craig Smith, I wrote about this on our site. He said he really seems to be the identity of the Predators in a lot of ways. You know, he's been with the team so long. He's got so many 20-goal seasons. He has that sort of hard-nosed mentality. He fights a lot of battles. He wins a lot of battles. He's got the speed. He's got the work ethic. He's got the two-way game. Really great to see a guy like that finally get such a huge goal in a big moment.
One big key for the Predators is the penalty kill. They stopped all six Dallas chances. How are they so good on Saturday?
Well, I think that they did what they do best, what they really did best during the regular season, just playing very aggressive at the blue line, really denying a lot of easy entries. To me, once teams get set up in the zone, I think the Predators are a little bit too aggressive and they kind of overplay things and leave back doors open and cross ice passes open. But if you don't let them do that, if you don't let them get set up, don't let them get comfortable, there's not a lot that power plays can do against that unit. And I think that's what they were really good at. They were just very aggressive in the neutral zone. Pretty much every player on that unit worked hard to prevent any kind of time in the zone at all. And then once they got in the zone, we're just really physical. So that unit was the strength. The only strength of the special teams for the Predators, obviously the power play 0-for-7, but the penalty kill coming into the playoffs was really doing pretty good. Had turned it around, and they're gonna need to do a lot more of that, because the way they're taking penalties and the way that refs are calling things, they're gonna have to probably shut down a few more power plays here in the series.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them Saturday. Alex Darty is our guest from A to Z Sports.
Hey, Alex, Grimaldi started for the sick Boyle, and actually scored a goal, but do you think he stays in the lineup, or do you go back to if Boyle's, I guess, healthy or not sick and is ready to play, do you come back to him as a starter?
Well, I think it depends on where Wayne Simmons is at. Left the game. He came back on briefly and skated, but then he left the game again. If Wayne Simmons is out, I think Grimaldi has got that spot locked down. And I'm going to assume that Boyle is probably okay, since it was just an illness, so you never know what it is. But look, Grimaldi was just as good, if not better, than you would expect in the playoffs. I mean, scoring a goal, obviously, is huge, his first ever playoff goal. But if you look at the advanced stats, I mean, he had the best ratio of shot attempts allowed versus shot attempts generated at anyone on the team through two games. I mean, he was absolutely sensational in that regard. And I tell you what, that line, whenever him and Callie Yarncroke, and eventually when Brian Boyle gets back, can really get going, that fourth line looks like it can do things that typical fourth lines really can't do, and that is actually generate offensive chances, get offensive whistles, not just get hemmed into their own zone, which for years the Predators were kind of just stuck in having a fourth line that couldn't really do much offensively. I mean, this, with Rocco Grimaldi out there, that's not the case. He is a much better offensive player than a typical fourth liner.
And I thought the Preds played consistent with a lot of effort and energy and desperation. What do you think, why that happened in this game and not being consistent throughout, here the last week and then including the playoffs?
You know, I really don't know. I think the two games were relatively similar from an even strength perspective. The Stars were obviously a lot better in the second and third period in the first game, but they just sort of took over. I think that one big difference was the Ekholm-Subban pairing was excellent. They were matched up typically against the top line of the Dallas Stars, who, by the way, remember, they went to the Ben Sagan-Radulov line. They didn't do that in the first game. I thought that was an interesting switch, and maybe not a great one because they had a little bit more putting all their eggs in one basket for that first line, but Ekholm and Subban were fantastic. I think the trick here is going to be, can the Predators maintain a little bit of that momentum going into Dallas? And the third line with Sissons, Bonino, Watson, that line in particular was not very good, but you know, the rest with the way the rest of the line played and the way the rest of the team played, including Pecorino, who was also very good, you got to like their chances going into Dallas on Monday, tonight to win game three, or at least take one of these two in Dallas.
Alex, what about Dallas's aim is to shut down the Jofa line? They've done it for two games, and they're basically saying, let your other guys beat us, but the Preds have to figure out a way to get that line going.
Yeah, it's really tricky because, I don't want to get too crazy in the advanced stats here, but they have just generated tons of chances. I mean, they're generating three times as many chances offensively as they are allowing the other end. It's just a matter of time, right? I mean, with great shooters like Arvidsson and Forsberg and Johansson's skill, I mean, they're going to score a goal. They're going to get on the board. There's just no way they can't. I mean, if the Predators win this series and that line doesn't produce a goal, I think you could knock me over with a feather. I mean, I don't believe that's any way that's going to happen. They've been a beast out there and just not getting any pucks in the net. I think Forsberg hit post. I want to say Arvidsson did too. They've gotten breakaways. They've gotten huge chances. Several players on the team mentioned this, and I think it says something is that the number of penalties that they've taken really, really kind of messed with their chemistry. And I want to say it's also about the power play. As soon as they have to go out there on the power play and fumble around for 2 minutes and not do anything, they lose a lot of momentum. And it's pretty crazy to think about, but the power play is just a roadblock for them right now. They can't get past it. And, you know, they need more even strength time. They need more 5-on-5 time to really get their game going.
What about what's Craig Smith sort of criticizing the power play on Friday? Took a dumb penalty in the third period. I mean, let's face it. You can't do what he did in a 1-1 game, in a playoff game. But yet, it came out all right for him.
Yeah, I forget who said it, but someone said it once that, a good line in hockey is one that wants to pull weeds as opposed to plant flowers. And Craig Smith is a pull weeds kind of guy. And he's on a line, and he's take nothing away from Mikhail Granlund and Kyle Turris's skill. They want to plant flowers. Craig Smith wants to go out there and pull weeds. And you saw that sometimes when you pull weeds, you get dirty, and he makes a terrible decision there in the third period to get that roughing call. But when you are that kind of mentality, a pull weeds kind of mentality out there on the ice, you can do a lot. You can do a whole lot to help your team. And finally getting that goal in overtime was big. So can he get that line going with Kyle Turris and Granlund to play a little bit more tough-nosed hockey and to get into the corners and to win some battles? He's the guy that's going to do it on that line. And, you know, so far things are looking a little bit better since he got that goal on Saturday.
Alex Daugherty pulls weeds. We plant flowers here on our show. Alex, great stuff. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Okay, from A to Z Sports, it's Alex. Talking Preds and Stars, they play Game 3 tonight 8:30 start. Great. Another night, late night start. And they'll play on the NBC Sports Network if you want to check it out.